This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. This is For a Better Life from IRB English Radio. I am your host, Sayyid Mahdi Tawakkul. Let's be with me for another topic related to Islamic lifestyle and to see how it can help us enjoy a better Islamic life based on the Quran and Islamic narrations. The subject of my discussion is a general topic that I only want to touch a part of that. And the subject is that we should be wary about divine punishment. This is, as I said, the general topic that people should always be cautious. Be cautious not to disobey Allah. There is an undeniable fact in people's life that Allah does not leave the disobedient and unruly people alone. Of course, Allah will give anyone a chance to repent, a fortune to realize the reality, and will give him a time to correct himself. But it is not the basic custom of Allah to always forgive, to always dismiss, and to repeatedly overlook the ugly things that sinners do. Allah, next to being affectionate, next to being merciful, His punishment is also severe, and His chastisement is also deeply painful. This is a general topic that is discussed so much, and so many verses of the Quran talks about the punishment of Allah. Allah will punish the disobedient both in this world and in the hereafter. As I said, this is a general topic, but in my discussion, I want to restrict it to an example and to highlight a specific example of it. Sometimes people get involved in doing something that Allah has prohibited. I mean, they commit sins or do something that they are not allowed by Allah to do that. But even though that they commit the sin, they do not see any sign of the divine punishment, any sign of Allah's anger, nothing to make them aware of divine wrath. Rather, these sinful people still benefit from the divine blessings, and they see that their lives are good and ideal. Some people who are not aware of the reality, when they see these abundant and continuous blessings, and that their life is ideal and normal, they interpret it in a wrong way. They think that their sin is not that much important, or that Allah is too much forgiving. And even worse than that, they totally forget that they are committing sins. And as a result, sin will become a part of their normal life. But in reality, they would be being exposed to a divine punishment, a punishment that are still becoming more painful and more rigorous. A punishment that as people repeat committing sins continuously, that punishment is also becoming more painful and painful. This is what Allah says in the Quran. أَفَأَمِنُوا مَكْرَ اللَّهِ Do the sinners feel secure against the punishing plans of Allah? Then Allah says, فَلَا يَأْمَنُ مَكْرَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ Whereas no one feels secure against Allah's punishment, save the losers. Allah uses the word loser because those people who think that Allah does not punish them, they feel that they are secure from any harm, they are safe from any hazardous outcome. So they keep repeating their sins, and the burden of their sins becomes heavier and heavier. And then their distance from God increases, and the divine punishment becomes more severe, and their deprivation of Allah's blessing becomes more and more. Let's go for a short break. I am Sayyid Mahdi Tawakkul, and I will be back to talk about this scenario more.
Allah, yeah, Allah, guide me all the way.
I was saying that sometimes sinners ignore a very important fact in their life. They continuously repeat a sin or sort of sins. They disobey Allah, and still they do not see any sign of God's punishment. They do not see any sign of God's displeasure in their lives. As a result, they think that everything is in its place and everything is just fine. But since they are not aware of the world of the unseen and they are not informed of what is taking place behind the scenes, they would be exposed to a very rigorous divine punishment. But they who are unaware of everything are busy with their normal and sinful life. Sometimes God even increases His blessing to such people, to such sinful people. But the reason for this is that when Allah suddenly withdraws these blessings from these sinful people, and when Allah deprives them, the severity of this deprivation and the pain of Allah's divine punishment will be more severe and more intense. Imam Ali, in one of his noble narrations, points to this fact and says, Yabna Adam, O the son of Adam, إذا رأيت ربك سبحانه يتابع عليك نعمة, when you see that your Lord the Glorified bestows His favor upon you, وأنت تعصيه, while you are disobeying Him, فاحذره, you should fear Him, you should fear Allah. The Imam means that when someone disobeys Allah repeatedly, but sees that Allah's blessings are still abundant, Allah's bounty in his life are still plentiful, this is an alarm that a wise man should be very fearful about it. A wise man should know that it is not normal. It is not normal that Allah gives His blessing to someone who is disobeying Him. A wise person should quickly think that these blessings that God gives him while he is sinful could be among those blessings that God gives to the sinners, so then suddenly takes them back and replaces them with divine punishment. As a result, the sinner would be left with a total deprivation. A wise man should be very fearful about that. An intellectual man has to know that if Allah gives blessing after blessings to the sinners, Allah must have actually helped the sinners to commit sin. Why Allah should give blessing to the sinners? It is not compatible with the intellect that someone commits a sin and God increases His blessing on him. As a result, if someone commits a lot of sins but does not see any adverse feedback from God in his life, this is actually the alarm bell that may sound sooner or later in his life. These blessings can be a dangerous sign in his life. As the commander of the faithful Imam Ali has mentioned in the above narration, a person should be extremely afraid of it, and he should totally fear God. The sinful man would suddenly be ambushed by divine forces, and then he would find nowhere to get out safely. It is a sign of ignorance for a person to imagine that God only deals with His servants with mercy and will easily forgive the sinners. It is not the fact. Yes, of course, Allah easily forgives, Allah easily overlooks, grants forgiveness. But for those who want to correct their behavior and correct their ugly actions, Allah is merciful for those who regret when they think about their sins. But Allah does not easily forgive the sin of those who think committing sin is not that much important. Those who think to have haram and forbidden pleasure is not that much abhorrent and detestable. These people who think if they disobey Allah, it is not important, they are actually underestimating the high position of God. When someone does not honor the important position of Allah, and when Allah is not important in his vision, why should they be important in the vision of God? As a result, those blessings that are given to the sinners, is a sign of a future rigorous punishment. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every grain of sand in every desert land, he knows. Every shade of palm, every closed hand, he knows. Every sparkling tear on every eyelash, he knows. Every thought I have and every word I share.